Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Fresh back from the National American Football Coaches Association convention down in Houston, Texas, Hoosier football coach Tom Allen can maybe step back a little and reflect a little after what has been a whirlwind 7 weeks has started for him December 1st when he took over for Kevin Wilson. So after the bowl, the ongoing recruiting, National Letter Signing Day ahead in February, time maybe for a little state of the state that he delivered on Monday. And as we continue through winter workouts, time for a little reflection on what has been, and as he was telling us on Monday.
Not what we wanted, you know, but very proud of our players, as I said afterwards, and proud of the fruition that they put into it and the process of getting ready for it. I thought they did everything I asked them to do, and in some ways was a microcosm of our whole season, you know, and the things that we had, you know, had kind of struggled with at times. But I feel like it gives us tremendous leverage to show where we are as a program. We'll actually begin our workouts on Tuesday, be back in there, you know, lifting and running and training as a group. And we have different groups, have them divided up based on where they're at physically, and allow our strength staff to really kind of, it's a critical time for us to develop. And we've got a lot of young guys here that have a lot of talent, but need to get bigger and stronger to be able to get back.
Well, that's Hoosier football coach Tom Allen. Coach was saying, by the way, Monday, the 2017 National Letter Signing Class will be somewhere in the low 20s. Tomorrow we'll talk with new offensive coordinator Mike DeBoard. Well, former Hoosier football standouts Tevin Coleman and Jason Spriggs will face off in the NFC Championship game on Sunday at 3:05 in the Georgia Dome. We'll have that here on the airwaves. With those two advancing to the title, it guarantees a second straight year that a Hoosier alum will be playing in this year's Super Bowl. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, if you like numbers, standings-wise, Indiana's 10th, tied with Illinois and Michigan to start another week of Big Ten hoops. All three teams 2-3. Indiana can level that with a road to win at Penn State Wednesday night in Happy Valley. Six different Big Ten teams received votes in the new polls, AP and the coaches poll, USA Today. Wisconsin leading the way this week. They're 17th, Purdue 21. And moving into the number 25 slot is Maryland Northwestern, playing as well as anyone. Earned votes in both the AP and coaches poll, while the Hoosiers in Minnesota earned votes in the coaches ballot this week. Villanova's back on top as number one, the defending national champs. Then it's Kansas, UCLA, Gonzaga, the lone division one unbeaten at number four. And Kentucky, we have them on the airwaves tonight. They're at Mississippi State, who's not ranked, but a dangerous 12-4. Pregame at 7 o'clock. Now, for the Hoosiers, another, well, opportunity off a conference win to go back on the road again and win this time. After beating Illinois, well, they went out and lost at Maryland. So tomorrow, creating turnovers again, very high on the agenda list of one James Blackman Jr.
Really, that's what we focus on, you know, because that's when we're at best, when we get stops and we're able to just run out because we have so many athletes on this team. So that's our main focus. And when we let down and let them get their rhythm, let them get comfortable. So gaps, when guys are driving on us, we like to help our teammates out. And I feel like we did a great job of that to get us going.
Well, that's James Blackman Jr. And hopefully a solid start at the beginning of the Penn State game. Big Ten Network at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. FYI, at the Bryce Jordan Center this year, Penn State is 7-3. High school basketball tonight, big rivalry out in the Corral in Ellensville. Girls get it going at 6. It's Owen Valley. Edgewood boys will follow at 7:45. I'm Joe Smith.